感谢天父的恩典，再一次回到我们当中，一起用心灵诚实来敬拜主。
I thank the grace of God that I can once again come back among you to give God's message to you.
感谢主有这么美好的一个天气，我们没有任何的借口。
We also praise the Lord with such a beautiful weather that we are without excuses not to come.
主说，我是个灵，你们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜我。
The Lord said, I am the Spirit, and you shall worship me with truth and spirit.
我今天的题目是教会的使命之三，广传福音。
Today's topic is the Church Missions 3. Spread the gospel.
在这个单元也是基督的教会最后一个单元，一共有四篇信息。
In this mission topics, there are four parts, and this is the third one.
教会是教会的使命，第一就是我们要彼此相爱。
The first of the missions of the church is that we need to love one another.
那也是主在世上赐给门徒最后一条新的命令。
This is also the last command that our Lord Jesus, while he was on the earth, he gave it to the disciples.
使命之二是造就门徒。
The second commission is to train the disciples.
一个人信了主不是最后的工作。
A person who believed in Jesus is not the last step.
信主做信徒到做门徒是一段非常艰难的路程。
From a believer to become a disciple, it is a path of difficulties.
所以今天第三篇的信息就是要广传福音。
So the thirdtopic today is the third part of the mission topic is to preach gospel.
我们现在已经看到神在天下人间所进行的一个最大的计划和工程已经集结尾声了。
We can see this is the last step of the great masterpiece of God trying to complete on earth.
这是主复活之后华布的一条命令，也是最后一条命令。
This is the command that was given to us after Jesus has risen from the death, and is also the last command.
我们叫它是大使命。
We call it the Great Commission.
我们所有的信徒一生要奉行的这一条命令。
This is the command that all of the believers will need to give ourselves into in our whole life.
大家应该记得主复活之后用了40天，整整40天的时间向门徒们显现讲说神国的事。
As we remember that after Jesus has risen from the dead, for 40 days he has preached to all his disciples about the kingdom of God.
好像摩西在神的面前40天接受建造会幕的教训是一样的。
Just likeMoses was standing before God for 40 days to receive the instruction how to build the tabernacles.
神用了40天的时间告诉摩西如何建造会幕，主耶稣用了40天告诉门徒们怎样建造他自己的教会。
God talked to Moses for 40 days to give him the instructions how to build the tabernacle, the same way that Jesus used 40 days to tell his disciples how to build his church.
我自己的领受，大使命跟约翰三章十六节，我们走进教堂就看见一节圣经在这个斜角的地方。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。约翰三章十六节跟大使命连起来的。
To my own understanding, there is a connection between John chapter 3 verse 16 that God loved the world so much that he has given his only begotten son, so all will believe and not perish. This verse has a connection with the Great Commission.
当你读完约翰三章十六节的时候，接着读大使命，你觉得这个里面是非常宝贝的一段信息传给我们。
After you have understand the John chapter 3, verse 16, and then you can understand that the Great Commission is such a precious thing that Jesus has taught us.
这个大使命在四本福音书，包括使徒行传，都清楚地教导了我们。
This Great Commission and also includes the book of Acts has also teach us about the Great Commission.
那么这几节经文我要提出来，我们不必读它的内容，你应该知道它是什么。在马太福音刚才我们所念的28章18到20节是第一次讲到。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, is the first time that mentioned about the Great Commission.
第二部分是在马可福音第十六章最后一部分，最后一部分是五节到十八节。
The second one is recorded in Mark, the book of Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, from verse 15 to 18.
第三处提到是路加福音24章46到49节。
The third one is recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 46 to 48.
约翰福音讲的最短，一节经文20章21节，主耶稣说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
And the last one is recorded in the gospel according to John,Chapter 20, verse 21, it is recorded as, just as the Father has sent me, I also sent you.
我们知道按照圣经的分类，使徒行传是被列为教会历史的一部分。
As the way the Bible has been recorded, we know that the book of Acts has been recorded as the history of church.
但是实际来讲，使徒行传第五卷书在新约里边是第五本福音书，跟福音书的功效是一样的。
But in reality, the book of Acts is just like the fifth gospel book in the New Testament.
所以约翰使徒行传一章五节到八节就是这个大使命的最后所提到的一部分。
So in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 5 to 8 is the last part of this great commission.
特别在第八节
especially on verse 8,
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极去做我的见证。
In verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the farthest parts of the earth.
所以使徒行传是告诉我们耶稣的大使命怎么样让世界去推行的。
So, the book of Acts is telling us how to spread and how does the gospel works.
这一个大使命分成三个重要的阶段。
There are three steps in the Great Commission.
也就是三个重点，第一是宣告，第二是命令，第三是应许。
The first is called the proclamation. The second is called the command. And the third is called the promises.
三节经文分得清清楚楚，让我们一看就明白。
The three verses was divided very clearly in three parts.
第一，我们看到这个宣告，主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。第十八节。
In verse 18, clearly said that Jesus said that all authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
为什么主要做这样的宣告呢？
Why did Jesus make such a proclamation?
就是为了下面所要发布的命令。
Because of the command that he was to follow.
任何一个华号司令的人必须先有华号司令的权柄。
Anyone who gives a command, first he must receive an authority.
好像军队的司令官
just like the commander in the military
军令如山的到命令一发的必须执行
whatever the military command that was given out it must be carried out
好像国家的元首或者总统这一类的人物
just like the leader or the president of a nation
行政机关的首长
leader of any administrator
单位的领导
The leaders of any units.
这一句话很合乎大陆人讲的，单位的领导。
Leaders of any unit.
企业的主管。
Ministers of any business.
还有一家之主都可以发号施令对他下面的人。
And also include the leader of a household can also give command to carry out.
我们的主虽然是天地的主宰他还是谨守奉纪他并没有扰乱这个程序
Even though our Lord Jesus is the commander of the heaven and earth but he always keeps his own place
他本来应该在十字架上高呼成了的那一刻就发布这个命令
When he was on the cross and he proclaimed it is finished at that very momentHe has made the proclamation.
他没有这么做，他一直等到他从死里复活之后，他来发布这个命令，是谨守他的身份和奉祭。
He did not proclaim it on the cross, but he waited until he has risen from the dead.
所以第十八节讲得很清楚，神已经把天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他，所以他才有资格，才有权威来发布这个命令。
So in the verse 8, it states very clearly that all authorities in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus, so he is qualified to give the command.
在腓立比书第二章第五节到第十一节，把这一个历史的过程告诉我们了。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, has given us clearly the history of this hold our command.
有没有把这一段预备好还没有啊 ?PowerPoint. 没有关系我可以念这一段。保罗对腓立比的教会说你们应当以基督耶稣的心为心。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, verse 5 says, you should have the same attitude toward one another,That Christ Jesus had.
OK, 第五节啊。第六节他本有神的形象不以自己如神同等为抢夺的。
Verse 6, he thought he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped.
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式。
Verse 7, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
请你注意第八节非常的重要既有人的样子就自己卑微诚信顺服以至于死且死在十字架上
Let's pay special attention to verse 8 It's very important And being found in appearance as a man He humbled himself And became obedient to death Even death on a cross
神的儿子创造天地万物的主宰却为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上这是何等大的事情
The Son of God, the creator of the universe Who died on the cross for us What a big thing this is
为什么必须如此行呢
Why he must do so
为了九节到十一节
It's because of verse 9 and 10.
所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名他降到最低的时候神把他提升到最高的地位
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. He has been lowered to the lowest point but God has lifted him up to the highest point.
叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不出席无不口称耶稣基督为主将荣耀归给父神
That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth
所以他身为降到最低身为至高的目的是得到父神授给他这一个尊贵的权柄
The reason that Jesus was lower to the lowest point and then raised up to the highest point is to receive this authority from God.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，无不因耶稣的名，无不出息。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
对不起啊，因这个缘故，耶稣基督得到最大的权柄，可以施行一切的侍奉。
Because of this, that Jesus has received the greatest authority, so he can carry out anything he wants to carry.
在上个世纪三四十年代，有一个很有名的神学家叫丁良才先生。
Many years ago, there was a very famous theologian named Yang Caiding.
杨才丁，他在一本著作中间列出了耶稣的八大权柄。
In a book he wrote, he lists out the eight authorities that Jesus had.
没有一个人可以拥有的一样，但是耶稣拥有八样这么大的权柄。
None of the items he listed that any one of us can have, but Jesus has all eight of them.
第一，他有权柄，因为他创造了天地和万物。
The first one, he has the authority because he is the creator.
所以创造论跟进化论这两年来的战争不休，但是最后创造论六胜一筹，因为它是真实的一个故事，而进化论是一个虚构的一个小一件小事。
Evolution, I'm sorry. Okay, so evolution has very small part in the truth is because creation is so big that evolution has no comparison in it.
很清楚地证明一个是 实在的，一个是虚构的，那是很大的不同。
The creation is so true and so real, and yet evolution is something made up.
第二个权柄是不但他创造了天地万物，他是托住了万有，就是他在掌管这个宇宙的运行当中。
The second thing about Jesus' authority is not he's not only a creator, he also is a sustainer.
所以在希伯来书第一章第三节里面提到，他托住了万有。
So in Hebrews chapter 1:3, it says that the Son is the radiance of glory and he has sustained all things.
第三，他用他的爱感化了人的心。
That he has influenced, the third part is that he has influenced all our hearts with his love.
如果人心不被感化，没有人能够自卑悔改相信耶稣。
If our hearts cannot be touched or influenced, no one can repent and turn to God.
那是靠着他的灵进到人的心里面，让人可以为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
So with His Spirit entering our heart, that we can repent for the righteousness and for our own sin.
第四大权柄是施行神迹。
The fourth part is the miracles He performed.
诸位曾经记得在四本福音书里面交错的记载，耶稣行了多少个神迹，有没有人知道？
How many miracles has Jesus performed in all four Gospels? Anyone remember?
有没有人知道有多少个？猜一猜看。
You want to take a guess?
我告诉诸位，35个神迹。
I'll tell you, there are together 35 miracles that Jesus has performed.
第五个权柄是医治疾病。
The fifth authority Jesus had was the healing power.
第六个权柄是赶逐污鬼，就是赶鬼，医病赶鬼。
The sixth authority he had was to cast demons.
第七个权柄是赦免人的罪。
The seventh one is to forgive sins.
第八就是胜过了死亡。
The eighth one authority is that he has overcame death.
除了这一位创造天地的主宰之外，没有任何一个人能够划不其中一条命令，但是耶稣有八大权柄。
Jesus has these all eight authorities to give out commands. None others can do so.
主耶稣曾经三次叫死人复活。
Jesus has risen the dead calling people from dead to alive three times.
昨天晚上 Jennifer 说，黄牧师不但讲道，还问我们很多问题。我今天要问你几个问题了。
Last night I was talking to him. I said, Pastor Huang not only give sermons, he always give questions.
耶稣曾经三次叫死人复活，请你告诉我哪三次？
He has risen the dead to alive. What are the three times he did?
第一次是谁？
Who is the first one? Anyone remember?
用点脑筋。谁？谁讲的 ？OK， 寡妇的儿子。
The widow's son。
你想一个寡妇死了儿子，而且是独生儿子，是何等悲哀的事！耶稣叫他复活了。
What a sad thing, to have a son die and also a son of a widow die.
OK， 第二个是谁
？Who's the second one that has been risen from dead to alive？
所以我讲道要让人动脑筋的。第二个是谁？叫死人复活，是谁？雅鲁的女儿，雅鲁是谁？广会堂的一个人，是个犹太人。
It is the Yairus' daughter. He was a synagogue keeper.
第三。大家都知道
Now, the third one,
是谁？
Everyone knows.
拉撒路，拉撒路死了几天？
How many days did Nazareth die?
死了几天耶稣叫他复活？三天之久，在坟墓里。
He died three days, then Jesus brought him back.
当耶稣准备叫他出来的时候，他的姐姐拦走了，说不可以，主啊，他已经三天了，他的尸首已经臭了，你不能叫他出来。
His sister Martha told Jesus that you cannot ask Nazareth to come out, because his body has been dead for three days and is starting to have its smell.
耶稣说，拉撒路出来，拉撒路从坟墓里跳出来。
Jesus called out, Nazareth, come out, and Nazareth came out of the tomb.
谁有这个权柄？
Who has this authority to do?
生命的主耶稣基督。
Only the life of our Lord, Jesus.
他三次叫死人复活，不包括他自己的复活，他自己的复活完全是出于他自己大能的权柄所主导的。
He rose the dead to alive, but not his own.
他行使传病的最高峰，就是他自己死了三天，从死里复活。
He used this power to even raise his own dead to alive.
约翰福音十章十八节，主耶稣说：“没有人夺我的命去，谁可以把耶稣夺去呢？是我自己甘愿舍的。我若已舍了，我也有权柄把他取回来。”
In John chapter 10 to 11, nobody can take my life away. It is me who wants to lay down the life for one.
所以主耶稣基督是生命的主宰。
That's why Lord Jesus is the Lord of life.
他的复活是不仅胜过死亡，而是毁掉了死亡。
His resurrection not only overcame death, he also conquered the death.
魔鬼对人所施的威胁莫过于是死亡，人一生就是怕死。
The threat that devil can give the human beings is death.
但是耶稣基督不但胜过死亡而废弃死亡，自从耶稣复活之后，所有信耶稣的人都不再死，这是最大的福音。
So Jesus not only has broken the death, he also destroys death. So whoever believed in Jesus can overcome death with Jesus.
在希伯来书是二章十四节说，他已经败坏了那掌死权的那个人就是魔鬼。
In Hebrews chapter 2:14 says that he could destroy the one who holds the power of death.
所以讲到复活一章，哥林多前书十五章，使徒保罗说：“死啊，你得胜的权柄在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？已经把死完全毁弃。”
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 it says, "Where, O death, is your victory?Where, O death, is your sin?"
因为生命的主已经掌管了人的生命，在主里面所有相信耶稣的人不再死，这是何等大的权柄。
Because the Lord of life has control all the lives of the believers. Whoever believed in Jesus shall not perish but alive.
约翰福音第十一章里面告诉我们，马大玛利亚曾经在耶稣面前抱怨说，主啊，你要在这里，你要来了，我的弟弟就不死。
In John chapter 11, both Martha and Mary complained to Jesus that if you were here, my brother Lazarus would not die.
耶稣说，你们不知道吗？我就是复活，我就是生命，凡信我的人就必死，活着信我的人就必死，不死，死了以后也必复活。
So Jesus told Martha and Mary that, do you not know that I am the life and I am the resurrection? Whoever believes in me would not die but live forever.
这节经文对我来讲是何等重要。
This scripture to me is very, very important.
凡活着信我的人就永远不死，若是死了也必复活。
The one who believes in me will live even if he dies.
所以复活是信主的人跟随主的人一个最大的赏赐，最大的恩典，就是让我们不再死亡。
So resurrection is the biggest reward and biggest reward for the believers that we can overcome death.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十三节，五章十三节告诉我们说，当帖撒罗尼迦的教会有人为死去的家人伤心，保罗写信跟他们说，你们不要伤心，那时是睡了，因为他是睡了，他还要再起来。
In First Thessalonians, when
四章十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13 that Paul comforted the people in the Thessalonian church that whoever died is not dead, that they are just sleeping.
所以在后面14节以后，使徒保罗就把这复活的信息告诉我们。
So in the later part of that chapter, Paul described about the gospel of resurrection.
你可以发现很多在基督徒的丧礼当中不是那么哀戚，虽然有的人为亲人的暂时离开而痛苦，但是那是一个很荣耀的转变，进到更荣耀的境地，而且我们所有的活着的人终日要如他有相见的机会。
So as you go to a Christian memorial service, that you do not see people are too sad. Of course, they're sad because their physical depart from the death, deceased. But most of all, they are rejoicing because they will meet again someday in heaven.
这是讲到主耶稣基督在华布命令之前从神那儿领受的权柄。我们要看这一条命令就是这一个信息的中心，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，发布了命令。
So we can see that Lord Jesus, give out this command that we must go preach the gospel to the world. Jesus has given out many commands on earth.
耶稣复活之后发布了这单一的一条命令。
After Jesus' resurrection, this is the only command he gave out.
这条命令我把它形容就是一盏很强力的聚光灯经过几千年历史轨迹之后把它的最重要的光照在一点上面就是你们要往普天下去从福音给万民听。
I describe this command as like a focal light, that after many, many thousand years, we all need to focus on this command that we need to go out and preach gospel to the world.
这一个命令中间的每一个字都是非常的宝贵的，我说它是一串珍珠项链。
This command, every single word in this command is very precious like a pearl.
首先你看它第一个字, 所以你们要去。
Let's pay attention to the word. The first word is therefore.
马太19章, 所以你们要去。 所以两个字是一个重要的连接词, 承先启后。
The word therefore is a very important word that connects before and after.
因为他告诉我们前面主所说主所行的一切都是为着后面这个重要的命令的执行。
Whatever Jesus told us before the word therefore is something he expects us to carry out after the word therefore.
罗马书十二章第一节，当保罗讲完了救恩的原理之后，他说第十二章第一节说，所以包括前面所讲的一切的真理，弟兄们，你们要将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the first word is therefore, and that therefore connects to therefore before that he has finished telling the brothers about the truth of the gospel. Therefore, he asked people to carry out what's after therefore.
因为前面主做了一切的救恩的教训，接着我们要把身体献上来执行这个命令。
Before therefore, Jesus has told them about the truth of gospel, and Paul wanted to pay attention to that what's after you receive the gospel.
在哥林多前书六章二十节那边说，因为你们是重价买来的，买来做什么？所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God with your body.
因为我们是重价买来的，耶稣在十字架上为我们受死，付了一笔很重的代价，没有人会付得起的，为了是要叫我们被赎的身体来荣耀他的名。That
Jesus has paid a dear price on the cross, so we need to use this price to glorify Jesus with our body.
使徒保罗写哥林多前书十五章啊，写得很长很长。 整章圣经58节， 到了58节的时候， 保罗怎么说？ 所以我亲爱的弟兄们， 你们务要坚固， 不可摇动， 常常竭力， 多做主工， 因为传扬这复活的主， 因为我们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul has written a long chapter. In the very last verse, verse 58, it says, so then, dear brothers and sisters, be firm, do not be moved, always be outstanding in the work of the Lord.
那么在马太28章19节，这个所以更加重要。
So that's why the word therefore in Matthew 28 is very important.
这是神所计划的救恩的计划最后的一个总结。
This is the final conclusion of God's the plan of salvation.
主要把这一个神圣的命令 传给他所有的跟随或相信的人。所以你们要去，第二个字就是你们要去。
Well, this is the very holy command that God has given to us. So the second word is that you must go.
直接的面对面的把这个命令接受过来。
That face to face recipients receive this command.
我再说一遍，耶稣在十字架上说成了，已经完成他的救赎的工作，然后把这个命令交给我们，我们所有相信跟随的人都要执行这个命令。
When Jesus completed his salvation on the cross, when after he rose from the dead, he gave this command to us in order that we can carry out this command.
这是一个普天下的一个全世界的一个总动员令，对基督徒来讲。
This is the order or a command that's calling all people of the earth.
他差遣我们去承担这个荣耀的使命，就是去。
He has sent us to carry out this holy mission.
我们做生意，我们读书，我们从事各样的事业，我们都可以随心所欲，唯有一件事情你必须要从上面而来。
Whatever we do business, we study in school, we do our work. Whatever we do, there's one thing we can do, we can do all these things with our full free will, but one thing we must do is do things from above.
那就是我们要接受命令，往普天下去传福音给万民听。那是要奉差遣的。
And that is to preach gospel to the world, and that has to be sent.
所以在罗马书十章十五节说，若没有差遣，奉差遣怎能传道呢？传道是要有主的命令加到我们的身上，我们就跟随他的脚踪行。
So it is written, in Romans that if no one has been sent, how can we preach gospel? We preach gospel must be according to God's truth.
这条命令中间，主耶稣说你们要去。注意这个去字是一个重要的字眼。
The word go, preach gospel, the word go is very important.
不是叫人来，是我们要去。
It's not to call people come to us, but we must go out to reach people.
你可以看到在历史上许多圣徒先知，他们舍身忘死，把福音传给许多的人，他们都是直接的接受命令就去了。到那个荒野的地方去，贫穷的地方去，把福音传给人。
We see in the history of church that many martyrs or missionaries, they go to the deserted areas and pay their dear price to preach the gospel to the needed.
是做什么？
What do they do when they go?
使万民做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations to Jesus.
就是包括世上所有的人类。
That includes everyone on this earth.
在路加福音二章第十节，当耶稣降生的那天晚上，天使们报信给末了人说：“我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”
When Jesus was born, it is recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 10.That the angel said to them, For I proclaim to you good news.
所以圣经上讲到救恩都是为所有人类而预备而设立的。
So when Bible points out the gospel is pointed to all people.
罗马书一章十六节，使徒保罗说，他告诉我们这福音本是神的大能。是一种能力，要救一切相信的人，每一个人。
Paul says in Romans 1, chapter 1, that the gospel is the...
116.
Romans 1, verse 16, that gospel is the power of God, is to reach out to whoever believes in his word.
从一个信徒到一个门徒，我刚才讲过，不是一件容易的事。
From a believer to a disciple, it is not an easy path.
可以做一个比喻，就像一个妇人生了一个婴儿，这个信徒就产生了。但是要成为门徒的话，你要经过长久的教育，一直到他长大成人，那是一个很长的路程。
It is like a parable that a woman gave birth to a child. It takes a long time to take care of this child to grow up to a full man.
我们觉得主的教会信徒不少，但是门徒不多。
I feel that in God's church, many are the believers, but very few disciples.
谁是门徒？
Who are the disciples?
就是接受了严格的训练、操练、装备，使他能够准备好了自己，会随时接受差遣而去传福音。
Who are the disciples? Are those who have been prepared, who have been equipped?And ready to go out to preach gospel.
所以接下来主在这个命令里面第二个重点就是，你们不但要往普天下传福音，还要奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
So the second command of this part is that not only that you need to go and preach gospel, but you need to also baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ.
基督的教会，基督的教会没有很多的仪式，但是有两个礼仪是绝对要遵循的，这是主自己亲自设立也是示范过的。
There are not very many ceremonies that a church need to carry out, but there are two that's the most important ones we must do.
第一个洗礼，就第一个圣礼就是洗礼，要施洗，第二个圣礼就是圣餐。
The first one is the baptism. The second one is the breaking of bread that we must carry out.
所以当圣灵降临的那一天，彼得被圣灵感动，极其讲了一篇生命的道，讲到耶稣的复活。在这个讲完之后，有很多听了的人呢，在那里觉得很扎心，说我们当怎样行呢？在使徒行传二章三十八节，彼得告诉他们很清楚，你们要悔改，第一件事奉耶稣的名受洗，使你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。在使徒行传二章三十八节很清楚告诉我们悔改的步骤。
After the Pentecost, Peter gave a very long sermon about repentanceAnd it is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你看啊，这个步骤是不能随便调整改变的。
And you can see that this process,this order of process cannot be changed.
受洗礼是一个信仰的表白，也是一个信主的一个重要的过程，必须要经历的。
Baptism is a very important step that we cannot overlook because it also gives a testimony openly to the
public. 而且我们受洗是奉父子圣灵的名，这是三位一体的教义的重心。
And also when we baptize, we were baptized in the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit.
在马太福音第三章，主耶稣基督本身受洗的时候，你发现三位一体的神在那里显现。
When Jesus was baptized in Matthew chapter 3, we can see that all Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were present.
耶稣从水里上来，有圣灵降在他的身上，有天上的声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
When Jesus came out of the water, the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, and also there was a voice from heaven says, This is my beloved.
所以父神、耶稣、圣灵三位一体的神在耶稣受洗的时候完全的显现，告诉我们三义真神的重要性。
So when Jesus was baptized, The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were all present, telling us the importance of the Trinity.
我们多半执行大使命的时候，进行了两件重要的事：传福音、为人施洗，但是忽略了第三件事情。
Most of the time when we go preach gospels, we only pay attention or take heed on only two things, baptism and,
而忽略的也是最重要的。
And we have neglected the most important thing.
主耶稣亲口说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。这一句话，我们在传大使命的时候很少提到。
When we give out the Gospels, oftentimes we neglect that the very important passage in the later is that whatever I have teach you, you must preach.
如果我们不记述操练，我们很容易失去这些曾经得到的灵魂又分散了。
If we do not practice what Jesus has taught us,very easily that we can lose these people that we have contact with.
一个信徒的产生就如同一个婴儿的生下成长一样的道理，你必须要不断地灌输他，不断地造就他，不断地教育他，不断地喂养他，他才能渐渐地长大起来。
To become a disciple,It needs a constant nourishment, constant teaching, constant looking after.
所以我们要教会的在操练的部分要非常的加强，才能使这个教会能保持我们所传的福音能够继续成为成长的果子。
That's why it is very important that when the church need to strengthen in the training and teaching of the believers.
我们也不能随随便便弄些杂粮给他们吃，我们要把生命之道传给每一个人，使他的生命更加的丰富而强壮。耶稣说，我来的是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
We are not just to feed them with anything we can grasp upon. We should teach them the truth about our life. That Jesus said that He is the life and He is the Lord.
第三条，也就是二十节，除了耶稣发布一条这个一个宣告一条命令之外，第三就是耶稣给我们一个很宝贝的应许。
The third part of this whole Great Commission is the promises.
这个应许很宝贝。
This is a very precious promise.
我们每天都在享受。
We are enjoying this promise every day.
我就常与你们同在。我们一起念下面一句话好吗？直到世界的末了。
The promise is that I am with you always to the end of the age.
对我来讲，这一节圣经非常的真实，在我的身上。
To me, this passage is so real.
上个世纪七十八十年代，我常常硬要出外去开会呀、布道啊，走遍了天下。
In the 70s, in the 1970s and 80s, often I go out to meetings and to give out sermons.
我经常就是一个人带着自己的箱子，旅行的箱子就出门就回家。
I often carry my own suitcase and go out alone by myself.
有的时候执行很多艰巨的任务，要去开会，要去做特别的演讲、布道、造就教会。
I sometimes go on a very difficult task, such as go give a sermon or go to different types of meetings.
因为师母要留在教会，要留在家中，因为孩子们都很小，所以没有办法陪我同行，只有一个人单独一人去走。
And my wife cannot come with me because she needs to stay behind looking after the kids and the church.
我告诉诸位，我从来没有感觉到孤单。
I'll tell you, I have never felt alone when I went out.
因为这一节圣经在我的心中。
Because this passage was in my heart.
伴我一路同行。
That has accompanied me all the way.
我就跟随着主的脚步，一步一步向前走。
that I pass the footprints of my Lord.
每一次都是得胜归来，完成了使命。
Every time that I always come back with victory.
所以我希望你跟我一样能享受神的应许，同在的应许是何等的宝贝。
So I also wish that you can enjoy together with me this promise, how precious it can be.
我们基督徒过去，因为现在都是 email 啊，都是电话呀，过去常常写信彼此问安的时候，后面有一句话是很宝贝的。
Right now, nowadays, people give greetings through emails or electronic devices.
主以马内利，我们最后的话就是主你以马内利，什么意思？神与你们同在。
The greetings often shows the word Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? It means that God be with you.
所以你真的有生命，丰盛的生命，你不是一个人活着，那是主在你的里面活着，主跟你一起同行。
If you have the abundant life of Christ in you, you do not walk alone. Christ walks with you.
你永远不会孤单。
You will never feel alone.
你永远不会这个软弱，因为主的灵在里面强壮你。
You will never feel weak in your heart because Lord's life is within you.
50年前，我从一个报纸的副刊上面择录了一个小的诗，这个诗陪伴我走了50年，50多年。
Maybe 50 years ago, I abstract an article from a newspaper.
中文叫脚痕，英文叫 footprint。
And this article has accompanied me for 50 years. The article's name is Footprints.
有多少人念过这首小诗？
How many people knows about this poem?
有，请你举手啊！没有几个，这边一个都没有啊。
Not a
有一个，有一位。我请你把这首诗找出来，常常念一念。我是把这一首诗有一个灯牌一样挂在我的家里的。
I hang this poem in my living room, in my house.
这个内容怎么说呢？
What does it say in the poem?
我告诉诸位，有一个人一个晚上做了一个梦。
One night, there's a man who had a dream.
他就回顾他过去一生所走过的道路。
He recalled all the paths he had walked through his life.
他走在沙滩上。
He was walking on the sand.
每踏一步就有一个脚印。
Every footstep he took, there is a footprint.
他就看他一生的过程，有的时候他很喜乐的时候，有两个脚印，有两双脚印。
When he was as he looked back to the footprints, when he was in a good time, he saw two sets of footprints.
他突然发现有一段时间是他生命最艰难最困苦的时候，他走不过去的时候只有一双脚印。
And when he looked back and he remembered there was a period of time that was in the lowest point of his life, he only saw one pair of footprints.
他就非常的抱怨说，主啊，难怪我那段时候过不去，你离开我，让我一个人独自而行。
So he complained to the Lord that no wonder during those hard times I felt so lonely without help because I was walking alone.
主说，孩子，你错了，那双脚印不是你的。
Lord said to him that you're wrong. That pair of footprints weren't yours.
因为你根本不能走，你根本走不能走。
Because you weren't able to walk at all.
我是把你抱到怀里过去的，那个脚印是我的。
I carry you in my bosom, and that footprints you saw were mine.
我告诉你，我第一次读这首小诗的时候，我泪流满面，想到主的爱是何等的真诚，在我的生命当中。
When I first read this footprints, I was full of tears.
你不要怕。
How true this poem was in my life.
你不要怕，他应许我要常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。他仍然跟你在一起，只要你不离弃他，他永远不离弃你的。
The Lord says, "Do not be afraid. I will be with you to the end of the earth. As long as He is with you, you shall not be afraid."
这个大使命，最宝贝的应许，就是他无论交给你多艰难的任务，他要与你一起同行。
This is the most precious part about this promise. No matter how hard the task the Lord has given us, He will be with us.
这一个应许，我形容它是一张空白的支票。你随时可以存进银行，可以你要多少，你可以领多少。
I use this promise as like a blank check. You can always deposited into the bank anytime with whatever amount you want to put on it.
你的信心有多大，你可以得到多少的赏赐和恩典。
You can receive the rewards that matches with your faith.
最后，我们看透过这个总动员的大使命，我们可以进一步认识他的恩典和他赐给我们的福气。
We can also go into and understand His grace and His reward, His blessing to us through this command.
他差遣我们去是一个广大的工厂，因为这个世界就是我们的工厂。
One of the blessings is that whatever He sent us, the working field is large.
200年前，一个伟大的传道人约翰·卫斯理，他说：“世界就是我的工厂。”
John 200 years ago, there was a great minister named John Wesley. He said, "The whole world is my working field."
有最众多的对象，就是世人都是我传福音的对象。
Everyone in this world is my target of gospel.
因为使徒保罗告诉我们说，无论我们是谁，无论他们是谁，我都为他们而死在十字架上。
Because Paul told us that whoever it is, whether it was Greek or barbarians, that Lord Jesus has died for them.
第三是最艰难的一个任务。主耶稣曾经说过，我把你们差遣出去，是把羊送入狼群里。
The third part of this blessing that it is, it's a very difficult task.Just like what Jesus said, that I am sending you out like sheep surrounded by wolves.
好像是旧约有一位先知说，是从河里把柴抽出来，已经烧着了的柴，你要把它抽出来，抢救他的灵魂。
It's just like in the Old Testament, there's a prophet said that you need to take the log out of the fire.
最宝贝的第四点，这是一个伟大的应许，因为他要永远与我们同在，在一起，永不离开。
The fourth part is that this is a great promise. It's a never-changing promise that He will be with us until the end of earth.
你仍然不是独自作战，单打独斗，因为有一位强有力的力量在后面支持。
You are never fighting alone because there's a strong power behind you.
你必靠主得到胜利。
You will be victorious with the help of our Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
在天上的父神，我们满心感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord Jesus in heaven, that we give our whole heart and thanksgiving to you.
我们经过长期的来讲到基督的教会这一个重要的信息，已经即将接近尾声。
It is towards the end that we are here to preach the last command of yours.
因为你曾经为了世人，把你的独生儿子耶稣基督差遣到世上来，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
That you have given your only begotten Son to this earth and died for our sins.
因主耶稣基督流的宝血，付了一笔重价买赎，并且建立了他自己的教会。
Through his precious blood, that we can be bought back and we can have this church on earth.
我们在这里传讲教会的真理的目的，就是要把福音传给万国和万民。
The purpose that we are here to preach the word of God is that we can go out and preach gospel to the world.
因为这才真正是主来到世间为我们而死的最大的目的。
And this is the only purpose that you came to this earth and died for us.
今天我们在这里讲到大使命，就是主死在十字架上付出代价所化出来的。
Today we talk about the Great Commission, and this Great Commission is the price that Lord Jesus, you pay on the cross for us.
求主帮助我们每一个人已经预备好了，准备领受这个使命，然后往普天下去传福音。
Lord Jesus, please prepare us so we can be ready to go out and preach this gospel to the world.
当然更重要的还是我们自己身边的人，我们的家人，我们的亲友，让他们早日能够得到主的救恩。
The most important is that the people around us, our friends and relatives, that they can receive you as soon as possible.
当今天早上你的仆人走进这座教堂，在教堂门外看到这么一座宝贝的教堂，真是心里充满了感恩和赞美。
When I was standing outside the church and saw this lovely building that Lord Jesus, you have given to this church, my heart was full of thanksgiving and grace.
主啊，我们已经预备好了，求你施恩怜悯，使用我们每一个人来荣耀你的名。
Please have mercy on us so you can use every one of us.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
赐福我们个人自己和我们的家人。
Bless us and our families.
更使你的教会在这里被增长，主的名得到荣耀。
So your church may grow here and your name can be glorified here.
谢谢主垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。
我们唱一首回应的诗歌，是465首《我爱传讲主福音》，请大家一同站立。